Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The root of the current banking crisis, housing, is not looking any better. Home prices took another dive in July, according to the Case-Shiller Index out today. The West Coast suffered some of the steepest drops. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, how low did prices fall?
Well, according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Madeline, which does a composite of 20 metro areas, and then it does one of 10 metro areas, the 10-city index was down 0.1% from a month earlier, so from June to July, and the 20-city index was down 0.9%. But year over year is where we see the drama. Single-family home prices plunged a record 16.3% this July compared to last July when you look at the index.
And which cities saw the biggest drops?
Las Vegas is the worst, the weakest market, according to the Case-Shiller Index. It's off more than 34% from the peak prices it saw in August of 2006. Phoenix, San Diego, Los Angeles are also still hurting. And surprisingly, the Detroit market saw prices go up just a bit from June to July. Markets in Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, and Denver have had home price increases for the past 3 months or more. So it's looking like those markets may have begun to stabilize a bit.
But overall, home prices are still falling?
That's right. And, you know, lower home prices, economists say, are obviously tied to increases in foreclosures. And we've seen, you know, people can't pay their mortgages. These foreclosures happen and then prices fall. And given the situation with the rescue package yesterday, many economists believe housing prices are not going to turn around overall until at least next summer.
So describe how this affects the broader economy. What's the cycle here?
Well, as you said earlier, Madeline, it's the root of the problem. It's one of the economy's biggest problems. When our houses are worth less, there are foreclosures. We all feel poor. We can't buy as much stuff. Peter Morici is an economist and business professor at the University of Maryland, and he explained to me today how home prices and the economy are all interconnected.
We're kind of in a downward spiral. Lower housing prices means fewer consumers. Fewer consumers means layoffs. Layoffs means lower incomes. Lower incomes means lower home prices.
Morici told me after yesterday's vote, he's really worried that the economy is just spinning out of control.
Okay, so there might be a silver lining here. If houses are cheaper, then it should be easier to buy them if you're in the market, right? Provided you can get the financing.
And that's the thing, provided you can get the financing, which you'll probably have trouble getting because banks are skittish. They're not even lending to each other, let alone to us. Banks are having difficulty raising money, and bank-to-bank lending rates jumped today despite everything the Federal Reserve has been doing.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.